What's up, y'all? Happy Thursday.
Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey.
TV. Jeffrey Scott Mitchell coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route. 44 degrees today. At least that's what the weather app told me when I woke up this morning. So I decided to wear my new sauna suit jacket. It looks to be the same make with different branding as the previous sauna suit that I left in Ohio. That was a large. This one is an extra large. Fit is much better. Much more room. And I realized with this and another hoodie that I had, yeah, sometimes you want to get your clothes in a larger size. The fit is different, the look is different, and the feel is different. Because I was so stuck and so happy on wearing mediums that I was buying everything in medium. And basically got rid of all my large and definitely extra large stuff. But there was a few hoodies and stuff such that I couldn't get rid of because of, you know, memorabilia or, you know, what's the word? When you have a sentimental value. So I kept them and I start wearing them and I like the look, you know, the oversized look and the way it felt and everything. So I got this one an extra large. It feels good. Feels good. Also, wearing a scarf. I probably said this before. Scarves work. My neck was burning up. I'm like, what the hell? My neck was burning up. I had to loosen it up. Well, I had to loosen it up because I thought it might be rubbing up against the microphone. So I kind of loosened it up, but still it was so warm, you know, that I didn't mind having the extra air on my neck. I'm not 100%. Should I say, I'm not my what has become to be usual Jeffrey 110%, 115%. I may be like it 95, 98, probably less than that. Definitely still recovering from being sick. Probably still feeling a little bit of stress or whatever from putting on that extra weight. Mr. Scale told me 216.0 this morning. Same thing. I weighed yesterday when I woke up, which I done weighed myself so much that I know that not to be disillusioned by that. When you weigh in 2 days in a row at the same weight, even though you may or may not have overeaten or, you know, you followed pretty much the same routine, but the weight doesn't drop as it usually does. It stayed exactly the same. Still spitting stuff out. So I'm probably still going through that. Like I said, I don't feel bad. I just don't feel really good. Got my holiday bonus yesterday, yearly bonus yesterday. $3,000. I had to say that just to let you know what we're talking about here. Put you in the ballpark. let's just say a few thousand dollars. Not several, but a few before taxes. And we also got our performance reviews since June. So we got like 4 months of performance reviews. And things have changed. Let me just say that. Things have changed at the company. And I guess you can't really expect the shine to stay on something only but for so long. I worship and respected this company. Still do. But the policies and procedures and the way things were executed and handled within my department was immaculate. And my previous supervisor, for some reason, I had no idea what it was, but it was something about her that I'm not gonna say I was attracted to her. It wasn't like that. We just got along. And I think what it came down to was respect. I had so much respect for her because basically she was never wrong. And believe me, I tried to catch her too, a bunch of times. She throw something at me, I challenge her. Plus me and her got along, same age, blah, blah, blah. But I realized that I had a respect for her. She was never wrong. And I knew if she said something, I could trust and believe in it. And I respected that. And then when she left and things changed drastically, I noticed a shift in, the way things were handled. And, it was that, and we were going through a major transition. We were going through a major, major transition in our systems and our help desk system and our call systems and everything. And it's all being worked out. And it's nowhere near as clean as I'm used to having things in the past. I mean, when they rolled out something years ago, when I was right on, they rolled out something, it was a perfect, immaculate. We had KBs on it. Knowledge-based articles, we call them KBs, knowledge-based articles. They were just immaculate. And now we're kind of thrown in there that where we have to almost help with the development of a lot of this stuff. So a lot of it doesn't work the way it should or where we thought it would, or we're still learning this, still learning that, which, it's cool. You know what I mean? It's just something to deal with. But I've noticed that the respect that I've had, the reverence, the word is reverence, the reverence that I had for my position and stuff has definitely changed. And I guess, like I said, the shine is only supposed to be meant for so long, and it can be regained. And maybe it's up to me to help them regain it. To help out the people in position. Because I like my new supervisor. But I still like everything about the place. Don't get me wrong. I still have everything about the place. But what's happening is, because I'm losing that reverence and maybe that respect or whatever, I'm apt to not to put so much into it. And I'm catching myself being able to just kind of whiff through things more and more. And I'm not sure if I like that. Especially since I got, well, I might work till I'm 67 or 70. Let's just say 70. Since I got 7 years. Seven years and six months to go before full retirement to get all the money. And I'm nowhere near thinking about leaving the company. I'm nowhere near, you know, I still got love, respect for the institution and all that. And maybe what I want to do, I want to talk myself into is the jumping into it and fixing it, because whether it's true or not, I believe I can fix anything. It's just my attitude towards it. And if it's not the way it should be, it's because I allowed it to be. So where I feel about things. But when I say that, I have to also admit and realize there's some things that I'm just going to let go and not really dive into for whatever reason. I have to accept the fact that I ain't trying to save everybody. Well, I ain't got to accept that. That's a given. That's almost a platitude, whatever a platitude is. That's almost like my mantra. I'm still wearing the tag for this thing. See? Should take it off. Is that better? Notice I put the tag in my pocket. I've seen people actually litter before. I've seen people like finish their bottle and throw it on the ground. I can't do that. I can't, even to see somebody do it made me feel weird. I'm like, ooh, how can you do that? Just, you know, like a piece of paper or something, just throw it on the ground. I can't. In fact, it's even like, when I have like a little thing on my windshield, I'll tear off a little piece of napkin, go out and wipe it off. Even that teeny little witty piece, very rarely do I throw it on the ground. I mean, like a teeny little weeny piece, very little. I'll take it, put it in the car, in my like cup holder place thing, so I can throw it away. It's just my mindset. That's why I put that tag in my pocket. I was wondering why I went down that street. It's because I couldn't throw the tag on the ground. Just couldn't do it. So we got a holiday party today. This might be my first time going to the holiday party. Going to a holiday party for this company. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Not only because, you know, I get off work. It's going to be food. It's going to be music. And of course, I'm thinking about, hey, can you play? Blah, blah, blah. Of course, it has to be Flashlight or Atomic Dog, you know, something, you know, very pop. Knee Deep, I was thinking, Knee Deep might be a little bit, I might be selling these people short. Because it's a very educated, well-rounded, exposed workforce. Most of them half my age. So, probably Flashlight. Say, hey, can you play Flashlight? I get up there and do my thing. It's been so long since I did my thing. That's another thing. I've gotten away from music. I've gotten away from listening to music. I was on an airplane and I started listening to one of my old MP3s, mixed MP3, can't call it mixtape, but mixtape MP3. And it just moved me. It just had me feeling good. I could feel the energy and all of that. It just felt, you know, really energetic and enthused me. And I haven't had that in a long time. Kind of gotten away from listening to music like that. forgot how good it can make me feel. So I had experienced the music about a month and a half ago, where I partook in the consumption of stuff I stopped consuming. It was like the first time I partaked in that consumption and went to that headspace maybe a couple of years or so, and it was just so good. It was so good. Brought tears to my eyes how good the music was, how good the music made me feel. And I was like, I forgot about this. I forgot this is real. I forgot how I used to ride around in the car, dancing to the music, and how my adrenaline and serotonin whatever get going, and how good it would make me feel just be vibing out the music while I'm driving. Oh my God. I've gotten away from that. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that you just kind of get away from it? That if you don't exercise it, it goes away. You know, you can like get away from it. Who'd have thought that? So we'll see. Because it's to the point where the only time I really listen to music is at P-Funk shows. And I say at P-Funk shows because I don't go to any other concerts. I only go see L.A. Magus or P-Funk or something P-Funk related. And I'm cool with that. You know, I don't go see anybody else. And I'm okay with that. Well, I've become okay with that. Don't know if that's good or not, but that's where I'm at. Oh, you see me coming over there. You gonna blow. All right, people. Let me get across. Y'all slow down now. Y'all slow down. This thing is moving. I know y'all trying to get to where y'all trying to get to. Slow it down, y'all. I guess I wear these things out after a while. I guess I wear stuff out after a while. It becomes less. You gotta watch these people. People run you down. It becomes, you just wear stuff out. Make my selfie stick. My microphone thing that snapped yesterday, the other day. The clips broke. I'm gonna try to glue it. Definitely gonna glue it. Figure something out. Maybe put like a popsicle stick, or I was thinking maybe take a plastic fork or utensil and cut it and use that plastic lid on the back and glue it down. Something like that. Probably don't want to use wood or use plastic and some crazy glue. Kind of straighten it out, then lay that, you know, the handle of it, plastic handle of it across the crack. Anyway, so that's where I'm at today. I'm gonna go to this holiday party. And I shouldn't say this, but that's how I'm looking at it. It's, you know, something that's always been, not that I would have been opposed to it, but you know, something that I've been not against, but you know, something that I've been stayed away from, kept my distance from. You got these people and they dogs. And you know your dog's supposed to be on leashes. You see me coming. Don't have me act out. You know your dog's supposed to be on a leash. I don't care if they don't bite or whatever. Get them. I don't want them next to me. Keep them away from me. That's all I'm saying. I know. No, no, no. The answer is no, 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 no. Not like that at all. Because there are laws. They keep everything straight and all that. Now they were young and African. So you can't expect them to adhere to our American rules and standards. Mostly because they were young. I mean, they look happy. She looked happy to be. Like that's her boyfriend and out with the dogs. And had that kind of happiness. You know, just, I've had that before. And I don't want to sound cynical, but I've had it before. I may have grown past it or, you know, been through it, been there, done that, evaluated it for what it is, and there's no doubt it's the best feeling a human being can have. It's just not usually sustainable. And there's peaks to it. There's ups and valleys, there's ups and downs. Probably to keep it real. You probably need the ups and downs to a relationship to keep the peaks and the highs as high as they go. To let you know that, hey, you know, you can't really take this for granted. This is something special. You know, appreciate this moment because 2 days from now, you ain't gonna be able to do nothing right in her eyes for whatever reason, or back and forth. I mean, you know, he in her eyes or she in his eyes, whatever. It's fleeting. But when you have it for those moments, it's the best. From that, I think I've evolved to get to a point to where I get something very, very close to that within myself and with myself and with what I've built around me. And it's not really dependent on another person. I remember, in fact, when I made a conscious effort, literally made a conscious effort to never be in a position that where my happiness and well-being depended on someone else, whether actions or whims or availability of someone else. I can remember exactly when it was, too, who it was and why it was. In fact, I'll tell you the story. I think Prince, or P-Funk was playing Prince's Club around my birthday or something like that. And I was with Jackie. And I set it up. We was going to go to Glam Slam, see P-Funk, have dinner, this and that, this and that. And I'm just feeling really good. Cause I was really into Jackie. just, you know, just I was having that high. And she told me she was on her period. And I did not like the way that made me feel. I did not like the way the fact that I, well, I didn't like the way that maybe sex was off the table that night and we wasn't gonna have sex. Made me feel. It just ruined the whole thing. And I was like, that's not right. I was like, that's not right. You know, it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way. Many reasons. Many, many reasons it shouldn't be that way. But I took it to the hilt and made it so that I said I'm not gonna allow myself to be that dependent on availability or on somebody else. For my well-being or my happiness. Again. And I sure worked towards it. Maybe it took me a couple decades or a decade or so to get to it. But I got there. And I found a deep euphoria in my independence that seems to properly stimulate and sustain me like no other. And I should turn around and go back early. I should turn around and go back. I am. I'm gonna turn around and go back early because I gotta get ready for the party. So I'm supposed to turn around at 9:09. I'm turning back around at 9:04. 51. So I should get there maybe about 10 minutes early. Before 10. Usually like to get there at 10. Be out by 10:30. But everything's pretty much packed up. I know the routine. I just want to give myself some extra time in case I gotta do this or that. So I'll save. Wait a minute, it'll be less than 51. Yeah, it'll be 904, 18, 4, 9, 5, whatever. It'll give me some more time. Just in case I gotta do, you know, some other stuff. Not sure what shoes I'm gonna wear. Kinda got my pants. Wish I'd have got some more festive clothing. Cause I wanna bring some energy, you know. I remember watching, I think it was Ponderosa or something, you know, Haas and them was going to a party. Haas and his brothers, it was Adam, who's the other brother? Heath. No, I think that's Big Valley. Nick, that's Big Valley. But anyway, who was it? Haas? Paul? Who was Haas's brother? Anyway. One of them was going to a party. And through the course of the show, or you know how they were doing stuff at a party, it hit me that they were doing things to bring energy to the party, to contribute energy and exuberance and excitement to the party. It's like, if you go to a party, you almost have an obligation to bring happiness or something like that. It never hit me before. I always thought, in my mind, you go to a party and the happiness was there. And the happiness, you know, comes down on you, that the party was the happiness. No, the happiness comes from you take the happiness to the party. You take the happiness to the party. People come festive and they come with energy, you know, the whole idea is that you're having a party and you want to bring excitement and joy to share with others. I was like, oh, I get it. So you get all dressed up. I figured you get all dressed up just to get girls. And you get dressed up to make it festive and look around and see everybody dressed nice and in a good mood. You know, we're here to celebrate. You come to the party with almost like not a responsibility, but a agreed upon idea that you're coming to bring happiness and joy to it. So that part. So I'm gonna try to bring some. And usually when I get like this, where I'm questioning, you know, how I'm gonna be or how's it gonna feel, I do this all the time. I do this just about every P-Funk show. Before I go to P-Funk show, I say, I'm flying all the way to Kansas City, see this damn band, jumping through airports, paying all this money. Is it worth it? Usually after that first or second note, I'm like, damn, this is it. This is what I live for. You know, and I question it every time. Am I gonna have fun? Is it worth it? Is it this? Is it that? You know. I turn around, I get into it, or I get involved in it. It's like, wow, how can I even question? It happens all, not just at P-Funk, at parties and everything. Going out. Like, oh, I don't feel like going. I don't feel like, oh, God. I don't feel like going. As soon as I get there, it's like, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But there is a separation that they want to keep between, well, at least I used to. I don't know if I should worry about it so much now. Separation between me, my personal life, and my work life, you know. Figure it out, people. Get out. Give me some space. Move out of the way. I know y'all in love and all that. Get your dogs. Give me some space. I ain't trying to be involved in them, you know. Trying to be involved with your dogs. I don't care how cute and harmless they are. There are laws. Forget what you think, forget what I think. There are laws. It's called a leash law. So we'll see. We'll go out here and do what we gotta do. It's Thursday. And I'm just like, ugh. Because, you know, my weight, I'm doing okay on my weight. Could be better, but I'm doing okay. I got through Thanksgiving, I think. And, you know, I didn't do too terrible. And but if I look back at last year, it was from December 31st to January 31st, where I gained 20 pounds. So I gotta watch that. Cause I was down, I think up past Thanksgiving, I was under 200 last year. Now I'm like at 215. But then again, I'm gonna say, because I quit smoking, quit vaping, appetite change, just a lifestyle change, whatever. You know, not vaping anymore. That habit is definitely known to reduce your appetite, give you something to do if you're bored. Instead of eating, you know, you go out and vape or whatever. And it definitely would bring my metabolism down to where I almost didn't feel like eating, just felt like bleh, you know. So we'll see. I'm out here, I'm on it, I'm definitely aware of it. So it almost has to be better. It literally has to be better this year. Just because I'm aware of it, and I know what I need to do, and I really wanted to make it happen, and all that. Actually, I could go. Since that bus is going, I could go that way. So I could have went. I guess I'm in no hurry. Sometimes you just want to be comforted by walking with the right of what? Signs. You can relax. You don't have to be on guard or run. And you can also catch your breath a little bit, be a little relaxed, and actually enjoy the walk. Usually I'm, you know, so determined to get it done or to keep up pace or, you know, to execute. I just don't take time to just kind of say, oh, okay, you know. It's kind of nice just to, you know, relax and take in the scenery and during this walk. Sometimes I forget that. I get in go mode. It's nice just to stop and pause. But I don't want to stop and pause. I want to keep my foot on the gas. So. So, that goes. But I'm doing good. Like I said, I'm not 100%. I'm not 110%. I'm at about probably 85 or 90. But everything's relative. If my operating energy and frequency is at this level, and maybe it is higher than other people's than normal. Maybe I do function, or sometimes I get going, or, you know, my feeling is just higher, whatever higher means. Better or higher or better. And that's what I'm used to. Everything's relative. And it's probably braggadocious or egotistical of me to say whatever the word is that I've been trained to understand, for me to say that me feeling flat and blah 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 is probably how people, most of the people, feel most of their life. It could be that this Jeffrey that I'm used to experiencing, it's such an anomaly. I mean, even though it may be, you know, something outside the what normal human beings experience, I become used to it. I don't know no difference. So when I'm not vibrating and resonating and feeling it and stimulated 130%, I feel depressed. And it's not really it's not depression. It's just depressed from my usual vibration. And I feel that way now, even as I say this, I know it'll pass. I know I'll feel good again soon. And I even know that this experience is beneficial. I even know how to operate in this to get out of this what I need to get out of. There's a reason I'm going through this, whatever this is. And to even say to go through it, like I said, it's hard for me to even talk about compared to some of the stuff people are going through in real life. It's almost like my life isn't real. It really is almost like my life isn't real. This isn't like, sometimes I believe I'm living like a dream life. I really do. And it could be, you know, some of the stuff that, because I see people going through stuff, and I'm like, I don't quite understand it. Some of it I do. Some of it I can see, oh, well, you know, based on your thinking, and from what I know of your understanding, you're going to have a tough life. Because life doesn't, in my experience, life doesn't work the way you think it does. And it's going to be tough on you. That's just the bottom line. It's just going to be tough. Stuff like that, or some people with hardship, ailments, diseases or sicknesses, illnesses, whatever. You know, that's different. But, I mean, I'm talking myself through it, and I'll get through it. You know, it'll come back to me, and I'll feel good, and hopefully I'll look back during this time and say, well, you know, you felt that way, but you got some stuff done. Look at you, Mr. Stuff Get Doneer. And maybe it could be that I'm in this feeling that I have. Being in this way I feel now allows me to accomplish some stuff that I may not accomplish if I'm vibrating on a higher level or higher frequency or whatever. I definitely feel some stuff and experience some stuff and log some experience at this different vibration and see situations differently, which benefit me. And say, oh, I never noticed that before. In part because I was, you know, like vibrating 130% and going, go, woo, yeah, party. Not party, but yeah. You know, just, I'm not feeling that right now. I'm like, it's probably, could be the weather, could be seasonal. Could be allergies, could be sickness, could be weight. Could be stuff going on around me. But I'm human, and I'm sensitive to these things. So, that's the way it goes. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.